Page 103. 9. Tomorrow's World. 3. Read the magazine article on page 102. Match the headings with the paragraphs. Note that there are two headings you don't need. A. Computers control our lives. B. How will we travel in the future? C. Will school be the same? D. New types of entertainment. E. The future of robots. F. Eating habits in the future. G. Working in the future. H. New perspectives in human evolution. 4. Speaking. Work in pairs. Discuss the questions. 1. How do you think your life will be in 100 years? 2. Do you think you will be happier? Why not? 3. Do you agree with Dr. Simon Evans' opinion? Give reasons. 5. Vocabulary. Match the words in bold in the article with the definitions. Write the words. 0. A new ideal product. Paragraph 1. Innovation. 1. Get older. Paragraph 2. 2. Not made from natural ingredients. Paragraph 3. 3. A space vehicle that is shaped like a long tube. Paragraph 4. 4. To send people to live in and rule another country. Paragraph 5. 5. That becomes bigger by adding something to it. Paragraph 6. Writing. A forum post. 1. Michael wrote a forum post with the title, A World Without Television. Read what he wrote and answer the questions. A. What did people do before they had television? B. What does Michael think life will be like without TV? 2. Match the paragraphs with these headings. A. Imagine life without television. B. Life before television. 3. You are going to write a response to Michael's forum post. Remember to follow these steps. Understand the purpose of the post. Think about your point. Gather supporting facts. Make notes. Use expressions for agreeing and disagreeing. I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. That's so true. You're right. Absolutely. I don't think so. No way. I disagree. I'm not so sure about that. Write your response. 4. Write your entry. Write two paragraphs, 80 to 100 words altogether. Actual topics. Ask a question, all questions. A world without television. Hi, everyone. I wanted to know your opinion about the following statement. Television is going to die by 2500. I personally don't agree with this. Technology has taken over this world, that's right, but television remains the main entertainment for most people. And this means its replacement will take a lot of time. It is true that people only started to have television at home about 60 years ago and could live without it in the past. It was probably a bit boring, but perhaps people enjoyed it. I read once that families used to get together and sing songs or tell each other stories. Nowadays, people are addicted to the programs they watch on TV, such as the news, sport, TV series and documentaries. Without television, we would still have the internet that provides us with all the news and entertainment we want. But I don't think people will give up channel hopping so easily when all they want after a tiring day is to just sit on the sofa and enjoy their favorite TV show. Relax with no effort at all. A world without TV wouldn't be such a good idea.